This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.
You're listening to the powerful story from British Gas, Generation Green.
The loft filled with dust and smoke, and soon Billy, Zoe and Jeremiah were struggling for breath. Just when it felt like they couldn't breathe another lungful, the smoke and dust disappeared almost as quickly as it arrived, and Zoe, Billy and Jeremiah opened their eyes.
"Do you think it worked?"
asked Billy, as the last of the dust cleared. Zoe looked around the loft. All the clutter they'd been tidying up had been replaced by boxes. "Something's definitely changed," she said, picking up a box and shaking out the contents. A strange black tube clattered onto the floor. Jeremiah reached out a finger and pushed a red button that stuck up out of the top. The three friends jumped as a holographic Christmas tree appeared in front of them.
"My gosh!" spluttered Jeremiah as the tree began to play jingle bells.
"How does this work?"
Zoe and Billy exchanged a look.
"I don't know," admitted Zoe.
"Well, if you don't know," said Jeremiah, "then we must be in the future. The diary worked its magic again."
Billy and Zoe nodded.
"It's all very strange," said Billy, rummaging in another box. "I don't know what's going on at all."
"Now you know how I've been feeling all day," sighed Jeremiah.
Billy pulled something out of the box he was looking in. It looked like a skateboard, but the wheels were missing.
"Hoverboard 3000,"
gasped Billy, as he read what was written on the side of the box.
"Cool!"
Billy dropped the hoverboard onto the floor and jumped on board. Even though there were no wheels, the board moved from left to right as Billy shifted his weight.
"I think it's powered by magnets," said Zoe, bending down for a closer look.
After they finally managed to persuade Billy to hop off the hoverboard, Jeremiah and Zoe flipped open the hatch. There was more exploring to be done, and they wanted to see what the future held in the rest of the house. The only problem was there were no stairs out of the loft. Instead, the space where the hatch had been seemed to glimmer in the light.
"How do we get down?" asked Jeremiah.
"I know!"
shouted Billy, beginning to limber up, preparing to pull the same acrobatic manoeuvre he'd pulled earlier. Zoe stopped him.
"None of your gymnastics, thank you very much."
Zoe bent down to touch the glimmering space where the stairs should be. The glimmering space responded to her touch. It seemed to be solid. She took a tentative step onto the sparkling square, but instead of falling to the floor, the sparkling square took her down to the landing, like a futuristic lift.
"Amazing," said Billy, as he watched his sister float safely to the floor. "My turn."
Soon the three friends were on the landing of the house they knew so well. But things were different. The light bulbs were gone. They'd been replaced by glass strips that glowed yellow and lit up the hall.
"That looks like that weird luminous paint we use in art class," said Billy.
"Maybe it is," said Zoe.
"Who knows? In the future, maybe houses are lit by luminous paint. It's a good idea. It could absorb the light in the day and spit it back out at night."
As they headed downstairs, they found that the house was empty. All the rooms were in the same place, but the appliances that they knew and loved were gone. They explored the living room first, and Billy picked up a remote control.
"But where's the TV?" he asked, scanning the room.
Zoe leant over and pushed the on button, and a beam of light shot from the floor. It was a holographic 3D newsreader. Billy, Jeremiah and Zoe jumped back in shock.
"I want one,"
said Billy, watching the TV that wasn't a TV. "Then you'll have to wait 50 years," said Zoe, clicking the red button again. The newsreader disappeared.
"We can't just stand here watching futuristic TV channels. There's more to explore."
The twins and Jeremiah made their way into the kitchen. Once again, things were the same, but different. Zoe went to examine a futuristic-looking oven. She pushed a button and it heated up instantly. "That's handy," she said.
"Not as handy as that,"
said Jeremiah, pointing to the floor. He had spotted a strange little robot zipping about the kitchen, tidying up as it went.
"Brilliant," said Zoe.
Billy was looking out into the garden.
"And look at that," he gasped. "That lawnmower is cutting grass on its own."
The three friends pushed their noses up against the window to watch. As they watched, the lawnmower began to slow down.
"It's running out of fuel," said Jeremiah.
Just when it seemed the lawnmower was about to grind to a halt, it headed to the back of the garden, where the compost heap was still standing. Two robotic arms came out of the side of the lawnmower and grabbed handfuls of compost, shoving it into an opening in the front. When it was full, the lawnmower took off again, faster than ever.
"Amazing," said Zoe. "A compost-powered lawnmower."
They were about to explore some more when they heard footsteps outside. The three friends exchanged a panic look and ran for the stairs. They didn't want to get caught. When they got to the landing, they looked at the shimmering square.
"Do you think it'll hold all three?" asked Jeremiah.
"Let's find out," said Billy, jumping onto the square next to the kindly old man.
Zoe squeezed on too, and the shimmering square gently propelled them quickly back into the loft.
"That was close," said Billy.
"We need to get out of here before it gets any closer," said Zoe. Once again, Jeremiah produced his fountain pen and wrote the date, 25th of October, 2013, in the diary. Billy grabbed the diary and began to flick. Soon the loft was filled with dust and smoke, and Zoe and Jeremiah closed their eyes. Just before the magic happened, however, Billy reached out and grabbed a box. No one would mind if he took a little souvenir from the future, would they? When the smoke cleared, Zoe checked the loft and breathed a sigh of relief when she saw the familiar clutter she and her brother had spent all day not tidying. They were home. Or at least two of them were. Jeremiah checked his pocket watch.
"It really is time for me to go," he said. "But what a fun day we've had."
He held out his arms and Zoe and Billy rushed over for a hug.
"It's been lovely meeting you, great-great-great-granddaughter and great-great-great-grandson,"
laughed Jeremiah as he gave them both a squeeze. Billy and Zoe were both sad to see their distant relative leave, and Zoe sniffed back a tear.
"Don't be like that," said Jeremiah, pinching her playfully on the cheek. "We've been very lucky. There's not many children who have met their great-great-great-grandfather, you know."
Zoe forced out a smile. Jeremiah was right. She should be grateful for the opportunity the diary had provided, but she was still sorry to see him go. She watched as Jeremiah took out his fountain pen for the last time and wrote the 25th of October, 1863, on the last blank page of the diary.
"You'd better go downstairs for a moment," he said, preparing to flick through the pages. "We don't want you coming back with me."
Billy's eyes lit up.
"That's a good idea," he said.
Jeremiah shook his head.
"No, it isn't," he said. "Imagine what your poor old mum and dad would think when they came up here to find you missing. It's time to say goodbye."
Zoe and Billy gave Jeremiah a wave and headed for the hatch. As she stood on the stairs, Zoe gave Jeremiah one last look, but he was already shrouded in smoke and stars and disappearing into a cloud of magical dust. When they were sure it was safe, Billy and Zoe clambered back into the loft. Jeremiah was gone.
"It's a pity we couldn't bring one of those tidying robots back with us from the future," said Zoe as she started to clean up the mess. "It would make life much easier."
Soon the twins had everything tidied away and a big pile of things for the charity shop. Just as they finished, Mum popped her head through the loft hatch.
"Honestly," she said, "I can't believe you've been up here all day."
Zoe and Billy exchanged a knowing look.
"You know us, Mum," said Billy. "When there's a job to be done, nothing stands in our way."
Zoe giggled.
Well, you've done a super job, said Mum. After dinner, you can go out to play. Free time.
Mum disappeared back through the hatch, and Zoe turned to Billy.
Don't tell me, she said. After dinner, you want me to film you doing tricks on your skateboard.
Not tonight, said Billy innocently.
Zoe couldn't believe her ears, but Billy wasn't finished.
Tonight, you can film me on my hoverboard instead.
Billy reached into the corner where he had hidden the box he'd swiped from the loft in 2063. Zoe couldn't believe her eyes.
You brought back a hoverboard? She shouted. I can't believe you sometimes.
Hey, said Billy with an innocent shrug. It was in our loft.
Billy giggled and disappeared down the hatch. After he had gone, Zoe picked up the diary that Jeremiah had left on the floor. She was about to put it back in the dusty box where it had been hiding all these years when she stopped herself. Some things were too important for lofts. Besides, if Billy could take the hoverboard, then she could take the diary. You never knew when you might want to visit your great-great-great-grandfather.
Did you know the tides in the world's oceans are being used to create electricity? It's called tidal power.
The powerful story from British Gas Generation Green. See the powerful story live at Eureka, the National Children's Museum in Halifax, from the 25th of October to the 1st of November. Visit generationgreen.co.uk for more details.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.